Ramesia chapter 2, Mishnah 3. Matzah achar hagafa or achar geder. If one finds pigeons tied together, gazolus muksharin, pigeons tied together, and he finds it behind a wall or behind a fence, or bishvilin shebesados, or on footpaths in a field, hareze lo yigabahen. So he shouldn't even touch them. And this now goes to the next category. And the next category is these are objects which are clearly, from the way that they've been like set up, they're not even lost. Do you know what I'm saying? Like the last Mishnah touched on things where they lost. It looks like they were put somewhere specifically and the owner's forgotten about them. These, they're not even lost. The pigeons have been tied together and they're put in a very particular place. So it looks like the owner's left and he's coming back to get them. So these, says the Mishnah, you're not even allowed to touch them. You've got to leave them, you're not even allowed to touch them, and you just leave them over there. Matzah kli ba'ashva, if one finds something in a rubbish heap. Immakusa, if it's covered up, lo yigabo. So again, you're not allowed to touch it, because if it's covered up, looks like the owner put it there, covered it up so that no one would find it, you know, he's coming back to get it, and he'll come back and get it later. But immagula, but if it's revealed, it's just lying on the trash heap, then noitel umachris, one has to take it and announce it if it's got some kind of marking on it, so he has to try and look, you know, for the owner who lost it. So Gemara also adds over here, it's talking about a dung heap that won't be removed. But if it's a rubbish heap that is going to be removed, it's a temporary rubbish heap, then we assume that the owner's thrown it away because he knows that the rubbish heap is going to be removed. And also if you're talking over here is like large objects which don't normally just like fall out. But small objects, like examples he brings on knives, forks, etc., so that whether they're covered or uncovered, one should take them and announce them, because there it's likely that they just fell out by mistake into the heap, not that they were put there intentionally. Matzah begala bekoisel yashan harei elu sheloi. If a person finds treasures in a stone wall or in a ruin, an old wall or in a ruin, and it's old, meaning that the builder of that building or that wall, etc., isn't known. That's, you know, it's very old. It's changed hand many times. We don't know who the original builder is. So who does this treasure item belong to? We don't know, and therefore it belongs to the finder. You know, find its keepers in that case. Matzah bekoisel charesh, but if it's found in a new wall, meaning that we know who built that building, right? Then mechetzah v'lechutz, if it's on the outer half of the wall, then shiloh, then he can keep it, because then it looks like it wasn't that the owners of the house put it there, but someone walking past, you know, put it there, and they've lost it and they've forgotten about it. So if he's found it, he can keep it. But if it's in the inner half of the house, then shel balabais, then we assume it's the householders that put it there, and therefore it'll be their property. Imhaya maskira la'acherim. If it was rented to others, it's a house that was rented to people and it's had many people living there, you know, let's say over a number of years, and we don't know. Now it could be anybody's, right? Who left it there? We don't know. One of the people who rented the house. I feel it was so chabas. Even if the lost object is found inside the house, haray elushelo, it's the finder's object, because, we don't know. We don't know which tenant over the years left that, you know, treasure item over there.